Today's daf is daf Yud Aleph. So we got around almost 10 lines down, Lema Ketanai. The Gemara had been talking about the machlokas between Bar Pada and Rav Yochanan about whether or not a person can be makdish an Uber. So the Gemara says, Lema Ketanai hashocheres achatas umatzeba ben arba chai. So let's say you shecht, you have a carbon chatas, and you shecht it, and you find inside that there's another animal that's only four months, but it's alive. So in of ben pekua. And the din is, Katani, Chad, the one opinion says that this Uber has a din of a chatas itself. It has all the restrictions of eating a chatas itself, only by the kahuna, only within the walls of the Azara, and only on one day, but not beyond that. So that's assuming that the Uber is Kadosh. And Tani Idach, the other Brisa says, you can eat it by whoever, whenever, wherever, and this opinion holds that it is not kadosh. So this is a machlokas. My love tonight, is this not a machlokas tonight? Tamar Saver, the first brisa fell kadusha chala ala ubarim. It is chal on the ubar, and therefore it's chayv with all the same restrictions as a chatas. And the second brisa assumes mar saver ain kadusha chala ala ubarim, and therefore you can eat it wherever, whenever, by whomever you want. And the Gemara says, "Love, that is not the machlokas here. Really, honey tanai b'hakamifki. The machlokas here in this brisa is a situation of the person was makdish achatas before it became pregnant. Afterwards, it became pregnant. So then, the machlokas is demar savar v'lados kachim paviyosam heim kedushim. So the first opinion held, the second opinion held that they're only kadosh when they're born." And then, therefore, they're considered a chulun gamor while inside the me'imo. And since they shechted and this animal was never born, so this animal remains chulun. And Mar Savar, the other opinion, this is the first price I held that no, Savar v'lav dekadoshim b'me'imon ein kadoshim. They're kadosh even while in the me'imon. And therefore, when you shechted and find inside an animal, even though the animal was never born, but you just expose it, so then it's still going to be kadosh. So that's the nature of the machlokas between the brises, and nothing to do whether you could be makdish the uber or not. This is talking about, again, a case where the chatas was kadosh, and then nisabra after the fact. That's one suggestion. Alternatively, Gemara says, maybe they're arguing about the following. Maybe it's not really machlokas. Maybe it's chatanhu. Maybe the same author as Brisa 1 authored Brisa 2, but they're talking about two different situations. Chad, the one Brisa is talking about, Mehalan Misnisa, one of the Brisas is talking about, B'makdish behema, B'charkach nisabra, when you're makdish an animal, and only after it was kadosh, did it become pregnant. So in this case, the animal is not going to be, the vlad won't be kadosh until it's actually born. So if you shecht it and find it inside, it's chulin, because it was never born. But the other Bryce is talking about a different situation, not where you're makdish the animal, v'acharkach nisabra. Chadamina, the other Bryce is shekdishu muberis, where it was a pregnant animal, and you were makdish it while it was pregnant. In that case, the din is, the ubar would be kadosh, and if you open it up and expose the vlad, even though it was never born, but you cut open the stomach, that will be kadosh because it was makdish when it was muberis. So that's the two different scenarios of the Bryce. Gemara now, brings the Mishnah from later on in the Masechta. It says, Tanan, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Kalayim, Utreif of Yote Dovin, Tumtin, Vanjoganis, all these different types of animals which are going to be possible for the Mizbeach, Lo Kadoshin, Vlo Makdishin. They're not Kadosh and they can't be Makdish either. What does that mean? Comes along Shmuel to explain. Amar Shmuel, A Lo Kadoshin, but Timura, Vlo Makdishin, Lasos Timura. Meaning, they're not kadoshim with tamura if, let's say, these animals, they have klayim or treif or yote dofen that are chulin, and then you want to do tamura onto these animals, then that won't work. That's what it means, lo kadoshin, you can't be kadosh with tamura. And they also can't be makdish if the yote dofen or klayim are already kadosh for kadoshim mizbeach, and you want to be makdish onto another animal through tamura, that doesn't work either. So they can't be kadosh through tamura, and they can't create kadusha through tamura. That's what learned from this Mishnah. And further, the Gemara elaborates, what's the question here? B'tanya Amar Rebbe, Remeir Rebbe, they ask, Me'acha she'enim kadoshim. If you can't create kadusha because they're pasal, you can't, kalaim can't become kadosh because it's pasal in his be'ach, neither can treifa, yote dofen, and so on. Well, he'ach makdishim. How could there be a havamina that you could makdish it? If we're saying that these animals can become kadosh, so they can become kadosh, so how's there havamina that if they are kadosh, they can be makdish to truma? A tamura rat, rather. They're not kadosh in the first place, because you can't be makdish an animal that's klayim or yotei dofen. So the Gemara says, well, iyata motzi ella b'makdish behema v'chaka k'nitshifa. So the case of treifa, that's easy. A makdish, an animal that's a healthy animal. So there's real kedusha mizbeach. And then it becomes a treifa after I was makdish it. So now the din is, you can't be makdish another animal for tmura. Now that it's a treifa, there's kedusha, because I was makdish it when it was a healthy animal. But since its current state, it's a treifa, you can't be makdish any further animals for tmura. And the situation of the Yotei Dofen, what's that case? How's the Yotei Dofen case that can it become Kadosh? The Makdish Velad, while it's still in the Me'imo, you Makdish it, and then it wasn't born, rather you took it out through a Yotei Velad, through a C-section, Yotei Derech Dofen, that's also a situation that since there's Kedushas to go beforehand, so now there's a Havamina that maybe you could Makdish it to Tumura. We learn from the Mishnah, you can't be Makdish it to Tumura. But we see from all this, however, Alma Kadosh Vlad. The only way to have a Yotei Dofen case that's Kadosh, and they're saying don't use it to create Temura, is only if you're Makdish an Uber B'me'imam. So this Akasha according to Bar Pada, who says you cannot be Makdish a Uber in Kedusha Chal ala Uber. That's the question.
But according to this price, even when it comes out, then it's not Kadosh anymore, right?
No, it would be Kadosh.
So when it says low coaching?
That if an animal was already Yotei Dofen, it's a chulin animal, and then I want to give kedusha to it, that won't work.
But why would it? Meaning both lo kochim ve lo magdishim, it's all one, it's all together. Meaning whatever.
You don't have to. Magdishim, I don't think it has to be the
so
same.
We're saying that a vlad inside is kadosh, but it's not magdish.
Yeah, vlad inside is kadosh, and if it's born naturally, so then I can be magdish even. I could do tamura. If it's born Yotei Dofen, then I can't be Makdishit, another animal, but it is inherently Kadosh.
Right. Okay.
But let's say you have an animal that's a Yotei Dofen, that's born Yotei Dofen as a Chul animal, and then I want to create Kedusha to it. Well, that won't work. It only works if it was
right.
B'mei Imam. But we see from here, that's the only way you can figure it out, B'mei Imam. So that's against Bar Pada, who holds that Ein Makdishin Ubarun. So here, clearly, the Mishnah assumes that you can be Makdish Ubarun, and that's how you have a case of a Yotei Dofen being Kadosh. So the Gemara says, what's the response back? Amrei, they say, b'tam b'mei t'mima. If it's a uber, that's tamim, that's in the b'mei iman of another animal, it's t'mima. So you have a cow that's a healthy cow, and it's completely t'mima. And then you're makdish the uber, even there, afilu bar pada moda, nai moda de kadosh. So now he's already giving in a little bit, where he says you can actually be makdish an uber if everything, both the uber and the mother, are both tamim. The only machlokes between Bar Pada and Rabbi Yochanan is if you have an uber that's a tam, but inside the me'ima that's a balas mum. So the cow, the mother cow, is a balas mum, but the uber is not. So in that case, they have a machlokes. Bar Pada savar, well, came into email lo mikdashay, since the mother can't be kadosh because she's a balas mum, so then in kedusha zaguf, hunami lo kadosh, so therefore the uber, since the uber is yerach imo, that's really considered one of the limbs of the mother, if you will, so therefore the kedusha can't be chal on the uber either. That's the understanding of Bar Pada. But Rabbi Yochanan Tzavar, he held no. Hani kishtei behemos nino. These are two independent animals, and therefore even though ima hidelo mikdashay, aval hu kadosh, and therefore you can separate the two animals. So Gemara says, Lishna Achrina, slightly different addressing of this discussion, says follows. Ava klai metumtim vandragonis, these cases, which are all possible for the Mizbeach, and therefore they can't be Kadosh. So, iatamotzi ela bulvade kachim. So how do you have a case where these animals are Kodesh, and where it's the Mishnah saying, well, you can't do Timura from them to other animals, but they can't be kadosh in the first place because you can't be makdish klaim tumtum v'androgynous. So the only case is iatamotik, only find them el bevladi kadshim, if you're makdish the mother, and then through the mother they become kadosh as well. And that's kirebi Yehuda shehaya omer havlad osa tamura, that a vlad can do tamura, but only a vlad that's kasher can do tamura, but a vlad that's pasal, like a klaim tumtum v'androgynous, even though they are kadosh because they're kadosh bevlad imo, they cannot makdishin through Timura. So the Gemara says, "Halein hu delo kachi gufai." Only these cases of Yotei Dofen and the sort that we say when they're born, they can be makdish through Timura. Aval ubar nachem, and other ubarim that are actually going to be healthy animals, kadoshin, are kadosh, and they even can create Timura. So according to Lish Lachmina, the same question holds that we see clearly that ubarim can have kedusha chal on them. And Amar Bai says no. Tam b'mei t'mima lo divrei kol kadosh gufei. That even if our Pada agrees in a case where Tam is in the Me'ima, where the Ima is also Tamima, so therefore the Kedusha is Chal on the Uber. That even Bar Pada agrees to. When is there Machlokas between Bar Pada and Rabbi Yochanan? Is B'mei Balas Mum, where the Uber is inside the mother, and the mother cow is a Balas Mum. The Bar Pada Saver came into Ime, Nami Lo Kaddish Kufa, Ihu Nami Lo Kaddish Elo L'Dmei. The only thing you could do to the Uber at best is give Kedusha's Damim, but not Kedusha's Aguf. And Rabbi Yochanan Saver, Uber Lavi Archimahu, it's not part of the mother, and Afagav the Ima Lo Kaddish L'Gufa, Avlad Mia Kaddish L'Gufa. Same exact discussion as before, just slightly different presentation. Okay. So that ends our discussion about whether or not Ubarim can be Kadosh or not Kadosh.
According to the first lesson, he would also be, the Uber would also have Kedushas Damim?
It doesn't address it, and seemingly it would. I'm not sure why it wouldn't.
I mean, according to everybody, Rav Shvada would say that an Uber gets some kind of Kedushas Damim.
That's what the second Lishna Achmina says. We don't know about the first one. I don't think there'd be Machlokas, but I'm not sure. I don't know. So now the Gemara quotes from the yesterday's discussion, Amar Rabbi Yossi, this is from the Mishnah, Halo b'mukdashin ha'omer raglo shalzo v'chulo. Though the din is that a person is makdish one leg, so then the entire animal becomes kadosh. So now on that conversation, the Gemara quotes a brayis, a taner rabbanan, Yachla Omer, one might think that the raglo shalzo ola, te'kula ola. If I say the animal's leg is kadosh, that maybe the entire animal should become kadosh. Tamal Omer, it says in the Pasuk, Kol asher yitain mimenu l'Hashem yiheh kadosh. Even mimenu l'Hashem v'lo kulo. You can even do part of an animal l'Hashem and not all of it. So then yachal, one might think teitzi l'chulon. So then since it's only going to be kedushas damim, so maybe I could be mechalal the kedusha onto money, and then this animal could be a regular animal. I don't have to bring it as a carbon anymore. Tamalomer yiheh kadosh. No, if I'm makdish an animal's leg, so then that leg remains kadosh for the mizbech. What does that mean? So Keita, what do you do with it? So if I can't use the animal for chulin anymore, so how do I bring it as a carbon? So timacher letarcha olos. You sell the animal for someone else who needs it. So let's say I say, my cow, I want the leg to be kadosh. So I makdish the leg. So now the leg gets kadosh as ola, but the rest of the animal is chulin. So now I need to do something with this. So Reuven's walking by. Reuven needs to bring an ola. I said, Reuven, listen, I'll sell you my animal here. The leg is kadosh already, but you could buy the rest of the animal. You could be makdish the rest of the animal as an ola. So that's the din. Okay, so since I can't use the leg, even if I redeem the leg, I still can't use the animal now as a chulin animal because I already gave a kedusha to mizbeach. So I sell it to some other guy who needs it. So timacher letarcher ola. So I sell it to someone else who needs it for his ola. B'dameh chulin. Now after I sell the animal, let's say the cow costs $1,000. So and the leg is $20. So I sell the animal. Dameh chulin chutz mi dameh eiver sheba. So I sell it for $1,000, but 20 of the dollars have to remain kadosh because the leg is worth $20 here. And those $20 I have to use towards another mizbeach of some sort. But that's divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. This way, the animal itself is going to be brought as an ola, and the money, aside from the regel, then the money will be chulin except for the money used for the leg.
I think what he does is he deducts the money.
He doesn't even sell it. He does $980.
And the other 20 is...
He has to use it towards...
No, he doesn't get it. Means the guy who buys the behemoth buys the whole behemoth except for the regal. That's what it seems that our scroll is explaining here. Here it says, She'ina mocher yachol litlam sharei ha'ever hu kadosh ve'eino shelo lemochro. He can't even sell it.
Right, okay, yeah, I see that here also. Okay, so he sells everything except for the regel, and that money he gets to use as chulin, and the animal is then used for a carbon ola. That's all Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and the assumption here is that just because your mouth is one legel, it does not spread the kedusha to the rest of the animal. It becomes very defined, very limited to the end, confined to the particular leg. Comes along now, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omerim, Minayin laOmer Ragla Shazo Ola Shekula Ola. Rabbi Yossi thinks that no, if you're makdish a leg, it expands itself to the entire animal. As you know, this it says Shenemar Kol Asher Yitain Mimenu LaShem. Mimenu means only part of the animal remains kadosh. But then there's an extra phrase Kishu Omer Ye Kodesh. That's extra. That's the Rabbos Eskula. That's telling me that not only is Mimenu, not only is the leg going to be kadosh, but the entire animal will be Kodesh Ye Kodesh. That's how he knows that it is Pashta Bekula. So Amar Mar, so now we said above, Timacher Letzarech Olos, that a person has to sell in the first opinion. If you're Makdish a leg, only the leg's Kadosh, but since that leg is Kadosh, you have to sell it for Tarche Olos. So the Gemara says, well, how does that work exactly? So now when the lokech buys it, so he's buying something that's already missing a leg, if you will, because he's not allowed to, you can't buy that leg. That leg already is owned by Hekdesh. You're buying everything but the leg, even though the leg's attached. It's physically attached, but your ownership, you're lacking ownership of that leg. So how do you bring that? Isn't that considered halachically mechuseres aver? And the Gemara says, no, Amar Rava. Rava says, the situation where a person was, he's took upon himself a neder, that Omer Hare Alai Ola Bechaya. I want to bring an Ola that's alive. Not that he wants to bring an Ola that's all his, but an Ola that's alive. So since the leg, had the animal not had the leg attached to it, the animal would still be alive. So then that's considered alive enough. It's not a Balmum, and therefore it fulfills his particular requirement, even though he does not have full ownership of the Ola that he's bringing. Okay, so the Gemara now gets involved in the conversation. There's something we touched upon yesterday of which part of the legs, which part of the animal will create Kedusha, expand the Kedusha to the entire animal. So there's a three-way machlokas Amaroyim here. Amar Rav Chisra, Rav Chisra says, Mo de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Bedavar she'osa treifa would be Makdish Kula. Meaning, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you're Makdish a regel, only the regel is Kadosh, he does agree if the leg, the limb that's being Kadosh, is something that if it were not there, it would render the animal treifa, then he thinks that Pashta Kula, the entire animal, would be Kadosh. That's Rav Chisra, that's based on what makes it a treifa. Rav Amar Bedavar she'osa osa nevela, that makes the animal a nevela, considers the animal dead, and tumas nevela, that's the definition of the type of vital organ or limb that would render the animal, that the kedusha would expand itself. So based on nevela, so Rav Chisra says treifa, and Rava says nevela, and Rav Sheshir's the third opinion, Amar bedavar shehimesa, something that would make the animal die immediately. That would render it. That would again be the example of an aver that Rabbi Yehuda would agree that kadosh kula. So Gemara wants to know what exactly is the nafkamina between these three different shitas. Ma'ika ben Rav Chisra l'Rava, the first two opinions. Rav Chisra, again, just to remind ourselves, was about treifa, and Rava was about nevela. So Ika ben Ayu, the difference is treifa chaya, but a treifa, if a treifa is considered alive or not. Can a treifa live beyond 12 months or not? Rav Chisra savar la kiman damar treifa ena chaya. A treifa can't live beyond 12 months, and therefore if you remove an aver that renders the animal a treifa, so then that we assume the kedusha is mispasheta es bekula. But Rava savar la kiman damar treifa chaya. No, even though the animal is a chaya, or rather a treifa, it could still live beyond 12 months, and therefore if you mark the shitza an aver, it won't be mispasheta es through the entire animal. It's not until you make the animal a nevela, where it's tumas nevela, and it's considered dead. Only at that point is the limb considered significant enough to render the animal to tell us again that the kedusha will expand itself to the entire thing. So that's the machlokas again, whether you assume a treifa kemi chaya or treifa ze'ein chaya. So then the Gemara says, now what's the nafkamina between Ma'ika ben Rava, the Rav Sheshes? Rava says it's about nevela. Rav Sheshes is about, no, it has the mesa, about dying. Sika ben Ayu, the following is the machlokas. The Rabbi Elazar. The argument, Rabbi Shitas Rabbi Elazar. Do you hold a Rabbi Elazar? What's Rabbi Elazar? Who is Rabbi Elazar? Dami Rabbi Elazar, nitla yarech v'chalal shala nevela. If one removes a thigh, the leg of an animal, along with all the inner attachments to it, that makes it a nevela. That's according to Rabbi Elazar. You remove it and part of the internal organs connected to that leg, so that's going to make the animal a nevela. So Rava savar like Rabbi Elazar. So now Rava holds like Rabbi Elazar. That will make an animal a nevela, and therefore pashta kula. But Rav Sheshes lo savar like Rabbi Elazar. He doesn't think that way. That even if you remove that part of the limb, it will not render the animal a nevela, and therefore it's not until you remove a vital organ such as a heart or the lung, something of that sort, that it will die immediately, that will render the animal a mesa, and that's the type of limb that we're discussing in this conversation. Okay, so these are the three different opinions. So Gemara wants to know now, mesive. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says, Nirin divrei Rebbe Yehuda, bedavar she'ena neshama tuliya bo. When Rebbe Yehuda says, lo pashta kedusha b'kol abema, that's talking about a limb that the neshama is not dependent on, a non-vital organ. And Nira Bidire Yabiyosi, who holds that Kedusha is Poshetes, is Bidavar Shenashama Tuliabo, a limb or a vital organ that a person, that an animal's life is dependent on. So now the Gemara says, La Mechlau de Paligale to Rabbi Yehuda. This is not clear from here that Rabbi says, Rabbi Yosi says this way, Rabbi Yehuda says that way, does not imply that they argue with each other. Okay, and furthermore, Bishma, I understand Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda B'davar Shein and Shama Tuliyabo Da Paligale Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi argues on this that even if it's a non-vital limb, Rabbi Yossi thinks that the Kedusha is Poshetis Bekula. Ela Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yossi B'davar Shein and Shama Tuliyabo, but I think Rabbi Yossi is correct when everybody, even Rabbi Yehuda, would agree to that case. B'chad the Paligale Rabbi Yehuda, but we said Rabbi Yehuda would agree to a case of Neshama Tuliyabo. It's not just Rabbi Yossi, it's everyone. And this is a Tiyufta Dekulo, all the Amaron, Rav Chista, Rav, and Shei Rav Sheshes, who felt that Rabbi Yehuda agreed in some case, whatever type of Aver that is, this clearly clearly implies that only Rabbi Yossi says Shama Tuliyah Bo. But Rabbi Yehuda would argue and say, even in that case, Lo Poshet, that's Bekulo. The Gemara says, Lo, you have a misunderstanding of this statement. Really, it's a Chasur Mechzer, there's something very critical missing in this statement. V'hachi Katani. Nirin Direi Rabbi Yossi, Li Rabbi Yehuda, the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, namely that the Kedusha is Poshet this Bekulo, is agreed by Rabbi Yehuda when we're talking about an Eiver, Shadavar, Shenashama Tuliyabo. Shaf Rabbi Yehuda lo nechak alav, he doesn't argue unless it's a case of Ela Bedavar Shein, Hanashama Tuliyabo. About Bedavar, Shenashama Tuliyabo, even Rabbi Yehuda's modele that the Kedusha will be Poshet this Bekulo. We are now going to ask a series of interesting questions, each of which have a lot to talk about, but we're going to just run through the different sveikos. So the Gemara says, "Bai Rava." Rava wants to know, let's say a person's makdish one aver, be'of, your aver one of. If you're makdish an of, so we know that of will become kadosh. But if I'm only going to be makdish, I don't know, the leg or the wing of a bird, mahu, what's the din in that case? Will Rabbi Yossi agree that im kacha raglazo kacha bakula? So Behemah Merachman, the Torah says, the pasuk that we know, how does Rabbi Yossi know that the Kedusha has expanded itself? It's based on Gzeiras HaKasav. The pasuk says, Uve'im Behemah Asher Yakrivu Mimenu Kodesh Shil Hashem. So that was the basis. So it says in the pasuk Behemah, and Oph is not a Behemah. So do we say Behemah Amarachman, the Torah only says a Behemah has a din of Kedusha being Poshetis Bekulo? V'ha La Behemah, he, and a bird, of course, isn't considered a Behemah according to the Torah's definition. Odoma, or perhaps we should say, the pasuk also calls it a carbon. It says, Ashiya krivu menu carbon, amrachmana v'hai nami carbon hu, and the oaf can be brought as a carbon. So which word is the definition here? Is it the word behema, or is it the word carbon? To which the Gemara says, we don't know what to take, we don't have the answer. Bai Rava, Rava now asks another question. Hiktish aver ledamov. Let's say a person's makdish a limb of an animal, but not for Mizbeach, but rather for Dumim. He wants to be Makdish the Regel, the leg, so that the Kedusha should be used to create money for the Beis HaMikdash and not for Kedusha's Mizbeach. So Mahu, what do we say? Do we say, Deseichas le Kedusha's Aguf? Do we say that the Kedusha, Sedamim, turns into Kedusha's Aguf on the leg, and once it's Kedusha's Aguf on the leg, Rabbi Yossi holds that the Kedusha should expand itself, spread itself to the entire animal? So do we say mi amar? Do we say the cave in the nachsei lei kedushas damim nachsei nami kedushas aguf? Do we say once I'm giving kedushas damim? We'll see in a moment that let's say a person is makdish an animal that's tamim, a male animal, a male sheep. Let's say if I'm makdish of kedushas damim, the din is that if it's a tamim animal, it automatically becomes kedushas aguf. So now this is an animal that's completely whole, it's completely tamim. So I'm makdish just the leg for kedushas damim. So we say, well, it's a tamim animal. So do we say now the kedushas damim of the leg turns into kedushas aguf? And now once we say the kedushas aguf is on the leg, it goes to the entire animal. Now the entire animal should be kedushas aguf. There are two steps going on here. So Gemara again says, mi amar, do we say, kevin de nachse le kedushas damim nachse le nami kedushas aguf? Once kedushas damim is chal, we know that kedushas aguf is chal on that animal, that leg, because it's tamim. And now once we say it turns into kedushas aguf, so once one limb has been infused with Kedusha Zaguf, should we say the entire animal now is filled with Kedusha Zaguf? Or no, perhaps, Odilma, Chad Migo Amar, Tre Migo Lo Amar. We can only make one step, we can't take two steps. One step is we could say the leg, which is Kedusha Damim, is now Kedusha Zaguf. That's Migo 1. But then now to say a Migo 2 and say now the entire animal is Kedusha Zaguf, that's already too much. And we have this Yisod throughout many places in Shas. We only do one Migo, we can't do two Migos. The animal's leg would be kadosh.
Would have to sell it to somebody else.
The shita Rabbi Yehuda.
Right, according to
exactly. Timacher the tzarcher olos, and you sell everything minus the value of the leg. So then the Gemara says, Tifshel emidei, let's answer from a statement of Rava himself. What's Rava's statement? Dehamer Rava, hikdish zachel adamav, kadosh Kedushas Hagaf. What I said before, if you take an animal that's completely tamim, it's a male animal, I makdish it just for Kedushas Damim, against my will, the din is, it automatically becomes Kedushas Aguf. So here as well, if I makdish the leg just for Kedushas Damim, it should automatically become Kedushas Aguf, and then, second step, the entire animal should be Kedushas Aguf. And the Gemara, of course, says there's a distinction between Rava's statement by Hikdish Zachar L'damav to our very question. Why? Hasam Daktish L'kula. There, as Makdish the entire animal for Kedushas Damim, so there's only one step to turn it into Kedushas Aguf. But here, Daktish Echad Aver, I'm only being Makdish one limb, we still have another step to overcome. That much we don't know. To which, again, the Gemara answers, my take it, we don't have an answer. Vayimine Rava asks, read a third question, or the third question asked to Rava, from Rava. The first two questions were asked by Rava, this is asked from Rava now. Vayimine May Rava, they asked of Rava the following question. Hikdish Chad Ever Mahu Begiza. Let's say a person's makdish just one limb. Are you allowed to do Giza? Are you allowed to shear the wool of the sheep? Is that going to be like other kachim of the Zech, where there's Isser Giza, or it's going to be somehow different? The Gemara says, Tifshe lech mehad detanya. Let's learn from the following brayso the answer. It says in the pasuk lo sagus bechor tzonecha, don't shear your animal, aval ata gozeis b'shelach v'shelachayim. If it's something that's divided between you and others, it's shutfis, then one would be allowed to, because the pasuk says only lo sagus bechor tzonecha, that you own, that you exclusively own. But once it's tzonchem, yours, it's plural, that there's no iser giza. So here as well, since this animal is partially kadosh and partially chulin, it's now shutzvis here. The gizbar owns part of it, and I own part of it. And since it's shutzvis, I would be allowed to perform giza. That's the answer. Gemara says no. Hasim over there, lo nachsed le kedusha klal. There, by the case of shutzvis, there is no kedusha. I try to be makdish of a bechor, rather, sorry, a bechor in particular. If a bechor is born to shutvin, there is no kedusha to speak of at all. So at shutvis of a nachri, there is zero kedusha, and that's why giz is permitted. But here, hacha nachte le kedusha, there is kedusha, although it's partial, but there is kedusha. That leg has full kedusha, and therefore there would be perhaps an iser giza. Lishachrin, alternatively, the difference between the case of Bechor that was born to Shutvis with a guy and the case of our situation where Makdish only part of the animal is Hasam by the Bechor, Ein Biyado Lakdisho, I have no ability to. Even if I wanted to be Makdish the Bechor, it just wouldn't work because the Nachri owns part of it. But here, Biyado Lakdisho, if I wanted, I could be Makdish the entire animal, and therefore, even though only a leg is Kadosh, I have the possibility of Makdish the entire animal, and therefore there would be an Isser Giza in this case. The din, I believe, the Gemara says in Bechor, it would be chayv in Bechor and Giza. So then the Gemara says, "By minei, by me Rava, by ask the Rava, hikdish ora mahu bavo." Let's say you're makdish just the skin, just the hide of the animal to the mizbech. What's the din? Am I allowed to work that land, or is it going to have an iser avoda? The pasuk says, "Lo savod Bechor sherecha." So is this going to be included in this animal or not? I only use makdish the leather, the ore. The Tashma, the Gemara brings a raya. Haomer, a person says the following statement: Ma shebimeyeha shozo ola. That which is within this animal, that ubar should be an ola. Muteris begiza. The mother is a chulin animal. I'm only makdish the ubar. So now the mother animal, the behema, is permitted begiza. I could do giza. I could shear the sheep swol. But v'asur b'avoda, I can't use the mother sheep for avoda. Why? Bipnei kichosh ubar sheba, because it weakens the ubar. It's weakening the ubar that's inside. So from here we see that there is an iser of the avoda because it on the ora because it weakens. Anytime there's something weakening kedusha, it's going to be asur. So just like we having the animal work, that's going to weaken the ubar. So too by having an animal that's or is kadosh only by working it will weaken the or. So Amrlei, the Gemara says back, no kikatani asura b'avoda. It's only midirabanim. When you say it's aser to have the mother work when the ubar is kadosh, that's only an iser midirban of weakening the animal. But really, in a deraisa level, there is no kedusha, so we still go back to square one. What's halacha by kedusha of the or of an animal? Is there going to be an iser avoda or not? The Gemara says, ihach, that's the case. The iser of working the animal that's a mother with a uber that's kadosh inside is only an iser midirban. Filu begiza namri titzar, why not aser even the giza? So Amrlei, Avoda de Mikhashe Gazir Banam. Giza lo Gazir Banam. Since avoda, we don't care about the mother itself. The mother's chulin. We care about the uber. So if the uber is kadosh, the avoda on the mother will affect the quality of the uber. But the shearing, the giza on the mother will not impact the uber. So therefore, they were only gozer of the avoda of the mother. They weren't gozer on the giza of the avoda. Back to our question, though, however, in terms of the or, so it seems from here that there is not going to be an iser at all, or it's an open question whether or not the animal whose or is kadosh, but nothing else, still an open question whether or not it will be having an iser avoda or not. Gemara asks one last question. We'll try to get to the Mishnah. The Gemara says, "Abai mi abai minei abai mi Rav Yosef." Abai asks from Rav Yosef the following question: "He shlamim v'ladachul." Let's say it's the opposite. Let's say the mother is kadosh with shlamim, and the ubar is not. So let's say the situation where you're makdish the mother chutz mei ubra'ela. I say everything's kadosh except the ubra. The ubra is not kadosh. And I shachta b'fnimau. Let's say I shachta inside. What's the din? Because right now, if the mother animal is a kachim, shlama, I have to shecht it inside. But now what's going to happen is I'm bringing the chulin, an uber, inside and the aim of in chulin bazara. So what's the din in that case? And similar cases, let's say you're makdish an animal and then it became pregnant. So what's the din in that case? The man damar v'lade kachim b'aviyasa nein kadoshim, the one who holds that the vlad kachim only becomes kadosh once it's born. So now what's going to happen is while it's unborn, it has a din of chulin. So what do we say? Mi have kechulin bazara is a violation of bringing chulin bazara. Oh, no. Or say, no, it's not, since you have to shech the mother animal. So the fact that chulin is being brought is really bal karcho, it's against their will. And you pot there from bringing the chulin bazara. So Amarlei, look at the interesting answer he says. So Rav Yosef says back to him, so mi karina bay ki yirchak mimcha mokum zavachta. So when is there an isser of chulin bazara? It's only usher when you can't shech outside. So only usher. But in situation, since you can't shecht outside and you're shechting based on the mother, this would not be a violation of this particular pasuk. Again, the pasuk says when only when you're far away is it aser to do shechitas chulim, but you can't do it in the azara. But since the situation here is you're not far away, you have no choice, you must shecht the mother. This would not be considered a situation where you should have shechted outside because you have to bring the mother inside, and therefore this is not considered chulin be'azara.
This should also be a machlokes tanaim if the uber is part of the like an aver or not, right?
No, this is a situation where you dafke said that you don't want the uber to be kadosh.
Yeah, but no matter what you say, if it's part of the mother, if according to...
No, because if you specify, if you want to make kadosh...
It will be like you would say
everything
limb,
but the leg.
Every limb but the leg.
Yeah, that would be chal, right.
Then
the Gemara says the opposite case. Let's say you have bai minei bai mir of Yosef, hi chulun, v'vlad de shlamim. Let's say the mother is actually chulun, and now the vlad is shlamim inside, b'shachta b'chutz. Now you shachted outside, because the mother is a chulun animal. But now that shechita is chal on the me'ima, on the ubar. So is that considered a shechute chut of shechting a kachim outside, which is a chi of karis? So ma, what's the din? Mi mechayv ala mishim shechute chut, because the ubar, which is kachim, is being shechted outside. Hello. So Amar Lai, he says back, mi karina vevim lashem. The Pasuk says, when is there an iser karis? When is there an iser shechute chut? Only when it's right to bring them la'via levim lashem be'ol pesach ala moed. But since this particular case, you can't bring it inside Pesach al Moed because the mother is chulin, therefore this would not be a violation of Shchut Echutz. And Lishachrina, Amarlei, right of Pesach al Moed, Chayav Malav Chutz. Only that which is permitted for Pesach al Moed, as opposed to this case, is not right for Pesach al Moed since the mother is chulin. Therefore, even as far as the Vlad goes, there would not be a violation of Shchut Echutz.